connection with passports.
So I just wanted to take 2 minutes to thank the volunteers of FOSDEM. Maybe we can give them a small round of applause. Thanks a lot. So happy 25th birthday. It's been a while since, you know, we live in the future now, so I asked the AI to write my jokes, and the AI asked me to ask you if the Wi-Fi is, you managed to make the Wi-Fi work after 25 years. So yeah, even the Wi-Fi jokes are getting old. So I'm Rémi, I'm co-founder of Passbolt. I do some other things like the Open Source Founder Summit with Emily at the back. And in the room also you have Cedric and Kevin who are like co-founder of Passbolt. We've been doing the pilgrimage to Brussels every year, so yeah, it's a blast. So anyone using a password manager in the room? Oh, great. Who's using Passbolt? So after a while, we will be giving out t-shirts and stickers. So if you want to come, you can, you know, basically like get some swag. Who's using Bitwarden? So you guys are not getting anything. So it's a joke. You can just get it. We built a password manager that is designed for collaboration. So the main difference is that you can assign permission granularly to. secrets, so you can store your TOTPs, you can store your machine-to-machine secrets, your SSH keys, you can store all sorts of things that are secrets and that you want them to be end-to-end encrypted. So you can organize your secret by folders, by group, you can assign permissions to folders and apply this permission recursively. So basically that's the strength of the software. And the goal is to solve the collaboration issue around secret for technical team mostly, but it can be used by pretty much everyone. So one of the functionality we developed this year is, like, let's say you have a secret, you have a large team, and you want to know when somebody leaves the organization or is removed from the group or is basically like leaving the organization. You want to know which secret have been accessed by this person so that you can mark them as needed to be rotated. So this is one of the functionality we built last year around collaboration. And you can also basically set some policies around when do you want things to expire. And if you want to make you know, your user life a nightmare, you can just like expire everything every 30 days. So we have native apps on you know, Apple and Android. You require an extension to run Passbolt. So this is required for the reason that if the server is compromised, we don't want to give the attacker the opportunity to change the code that is relative to the cryptographic elements or like the key management. So it gives us some interesting properties. So for example, we can display these annoying icons in your forms, and we can also like basically run updates automatically, so the clients are always up to date thanks to the browser extension auto-update functionalities. It's also available in a terminal near you, so it means you can access your secrets using a command line or even curl. So you can pipe the output of curl, and since Passbolt use OpenPGP, you can decrypt the secrets and like use them directly in your like CI/CD pipelines. We offer also for the cool kids some Kubernetes operator, so you can basically inject the secrets from Passbolt into your Kubernetes charts and all that. Passbolt is available on all Linux platforms. So we have packages, native packages for Ubuntu and all sorts of things. We also support OpenSUSE. So we have a partnership with SUSE. And so now we are sure the packages will work because it was not the case before. And yeah, it's fully open source, even the paid version. So like that's something worth to mention. We do around 3 security audits per year. So we work with Q53, which is like a security researcher in Germany. So they just completed one in December, and we have one running right now by another firm in the US. So we do our own work when it comes to security. What's cooking for 2025? So for the ones that are using Passbolt, one of the main changes that will come to V5 is encrypted metadata. One of the difficulty when creating a credential manager is that you have different people that have different kind of requirements. So on one side, you're going to have the consumers. So for example, rent like your, like my mom or whatever. And then you on the other side, you're gonna have like companies like banks or like that have